Leesy Bite.
Welcome everybody to another Leesy Bite, and thanks so much to everyone who has let us know that the Leesy Bites are really helping you to learn about all the fantastic features we have available in the Leesy product. We've now released the next version of Leesy, which is version 3.3, and the build number is 68. In fact, I think by the time you hear this Leesy Bite, we'll be up to build 69. This is the first of two Leesy Bites where I'm going to tell you about the changes in this new update. The first thing to say is that Leesy is now compatible with JAWS 2018. This is the brand new release of JAWS for Windows for this upcoming year. Now, in order to install Leesy into JAWS 2018, you should not be tempted to use the Migrate Settings feature, which is presented to you whenever you start JAWS for the first time. You will need to download the latest Leesy installer from our website, as it contains important components necessary for Leesy to run using JAWS 2018. We've made a small change to Leesy Alerts, demonstrated in a previous Leesy Bite. Do check out the Leesy Alerts Leesy Bite for the full details. When a Leesy Alert is encountered on a web page, you've always been able to control what happens at the point when the cursor is at the position on the page where the alert has been set. So, if you had set an alert to the words latest news, for example, on a web page, when the page loads in the future, the virtual cursor will go straight to that position. You used to press the Leesy key followed by dash repeatedly to change the behavior. You now, for Leesy Alerts, press the Leesy key followed by shift with dash. The former keystroke, Leesy key then dash, is used now exclusively for Leesy points. In other words, we've separated out the behavior between Leesy points and Leesy alerts, which makes sense. This means that you can have JAWS read the current word only when a Leesy point is accessed, but the whole line with a Leesy alert. You can now insert the current time into any area by pressing the Leesy key, then left arrow. This was restricted to specific applications, but it wasn't particularly helpful to users of L-Braille, as an example, so that restriction has now been removed. One of the major changes that we've made relates to Leesy Cuts and is the whole point of me producing this Leesy Bite. As discussed previously, Leesy Cuts allow you to save shortcuts pointing to folders, files, and web pages for easy access. It is undoubtedly one of our most popular features. When storing a Leesy Cut pointing to a file or folder, in addition to asking you for the proposed title, we now confirm in an edit field the full path of the file or folder in the event that Leesy has not captured it correctly. This would be a very unusual situation, but we do try to cover all eventualities if we possibly can. In 99% of cases, you can ignore this second screen and just press enter again to save. However, if you do wish to change it, you have that chance. I'm in Windows Explorer right now. I'm in the root of my C drive, and I found a folder that I use often for this kind of demonstration called Letters.
Letters 07/06/2017802 file folder.
I'm going to create a Leesy Cut pointing to that folder. I'll press the Leesy key.
Leesy.
Followed by Control S.
Store Leesy Cut dialog. Please type the name you would like to use to launch this item in the future. Edit.
If I review the contents of the edit box now, it should simply say the word letters, because it's taken the title of the folder.
Letters.
I pressed insert up arrow in order to verify it. But don't forget, as demonstrated in an earlier Leesy Bite, I can change this if I want to. So if it is a long and complicated folder name, I can truncate it or even substitute some other words. But for now, I'll press enter.
Path to folder for Leesy Cut dialog. Please review or change the path to the folder for the Leesy Cut, then press enter edit.
Let's do that then. Leesy is showing me the full path of the folder so that I can verify it. If I use the left and right arrow keys, I'll be able to do that.
C:\letters
That sounds good to me. I'll press enter.
Leesy Cut letter saved.
That is all I need to do. I can now press the Leesy key followed by Control L in order to bring up my list of Leesy Cuts and find the letters item. Press enter and the folder will be launched in the future. If you are storing a Leesy Cut pointing to a web page, you will now find two changes. First, they are browser specific. So if you've created the Leesy Cut in Google Chrome, as an example, that points to a specific web page, that is the browser which will be used in the future to launch it. Many people do appreciate being able to work with specific sites using a particular browser. You'll also find that web page Leesy Cuts are now in a separate list to those belonging to file and folder Leesy Cuts. This is to make them far easier to find. After all, why would you want to hunt through all your file and folder Leesy Cuts when you know you want one pointing to a web page? To access the list of Leesy Cuts for web pages, press the Leesy key followed by Control with semicolon. This applies for Leesy Cuts pointing to web pages you are storing as of the release of the new Leesy version. So in other words, any that you create from this point will be stored in this new list, accessed by pressing the Leesy key and Control semicolon. So what happens then if you've previously stored Leesy Cuts pointing to web pages in older versions? You'll find them at the moment in the original list, accessed with Leesy key followed by Control L. Press enter on any one of those and it will be moved to the new list, and you'll be advised of this. Internet Explorer is currently my default browser, but I'm going to launch Google Chrome.
Google Chrome desktop app. Address and search bar edit.
I'll now type bbc.co.uk/news and press enter.
Home BBC News. Page has 20 regions, 53 headings and 144 links.
I'm going to store a Leesy Cut pointing to that page. Press the Leesy key.
Leesy.
And Control S. As we did before.
Store Leesy Cut dialog. Please type the name you would like to use to launch this web page in the future. Edit.
Notice that Leesy knows that we're on a web page, so there is a slightly different prompt. Let's read the current line.
Home BBC News Google Chrome.
No, we definitely want to change that. So I'm going to delete that text and I'm going to type BBC News.
BBC News.
And press enter.
Leesy Cut BBC News saved.
Now let's close the page down.
Folder view list view.
And I'll bring up my list of web page Leesy Cuts by pressing the Leesy key and Control semicolon.
Leesy. List of Leesy Cuts for web pages dialog. List 1 list view. All things radio podcasts. 1 of 107.
As you can tell, I've got quite a few Leesy Cuts here, but I'm going to type BBC very quickly. They are arranged in alphabetical order.
BBC News.
I'll press enter.
Please wait. Home BBC News.
Now, if I press insert Q at this stage,
Google Chrome settings are loaded.
You'll tell that the Google Chrome settings are loaded. So that indicates to you that I'm running this site in Google Chrome. Let's end this Leesy Byte on that particular point, and in the next one, we'll be entertaining you once again.
For more information, please visit www.heartgen.org/leesybytes.